Welcome back to Remember When. Today we're doing a music of from Victoria during the 60s, 70s, and 80s show, and my co-host is Glenn Parfitt, and our guest is John Fisher, the bassist for the Blues by Five original rhythm and blues band in Victoria in the 60s. And I think we have an important, we have someone on the line, and Glenn, I'm going to turn this over to you, and you can take the show from here.
Well, John's one of the members of John's band, Blues by Five, was Norm McPherson. And Norm's, I believe, on the line with us right now, calling in from Windsor, Ontario.
Hello. Oh,
hello, Norm. How are you doing?
Great.
Good. Thanks for joining us today. Want to say hi to John?
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Hey, Norm. It's great to hear your voice across the miles, man.
Indeed. And hello, Susan. Hello, Glenn.
Hi there. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling in today, Norm. So we were asking John some questions, and you heard us talking earlier. For you, music in Victoria starting out, give us sort of a bit of a background where you sort of got your first interest in it and then evolved into this Blues by Five band that you formed with John.
You mean music in general?
Yeah, sure. Just you want to start there. You're at the beginning.
I took piano lessons as a kid, and I played I played bassoon in the high school band. Incidentally, as David Foster did, the both of us played bassoon, and guitar sort of, you know, hit me around 63, 64, and of course my older brother David was buddies with John, and they turned me on to, you know, early blues records and the folk scene, and I eventually the bug got me, and it was no turning back from there.
Great. Now we're playing some of the songs from before that that you had dug up from some old recordings that you'd come across. Thank you very much for sending those to us, by the way. We appreciate that. It's just great to hear the music.
So, Norm, are you still playing music today?
Yes. I moved to Windsor, Ontario, and you mentioned Baldy earlier, and there's been a number of bands that I've been in over the years, but one of which was the Sample Stearns Band. After that broke up in around 1980, I hooked up with Valdi again. We had had a couple of bands during the Victoria music scene. But I spent 8 years on the road with him. I call that sort of my folky days, but we toured as a duo mostly. And then after my son was born, my son James, I just sort of felt that there's time to make a change, and I finished a music degree, and I've been teaching elementary music for 15 years here. I built a studio, and of course I do play on weekends in bars around Windsor, and sure, I play a lot.
Boy, I hope those kids realize just how lucky they are having you as a teacher. That's phenomenal. Norm, you also were involved in a couple other bands. You were involved with the Poppy family.
Yeah, that actually sort of occurred in a strange way. Valdi and David Wilkie and Ron Flatman and a guy named Bob Konovich and myself had a band called Hosanna. Sort of an acoustic band, three acoustic guitars, me on electric and Flatman on drums. And it was sort of a, three singer-songwriter, lots of harmony kind of band. It didn't exist for a while, for very long, but it was really an enjoyable group. And we actually got contacts to record an A and a B side in Vancouver, and we did that. And Terry Jacks heard it. And I was sort of doing country Clarence White type bending pedal steel licks. And for some reason, he heard this and thought, that's kind of cool. And I got a call from him to play on, of all things, Valdi's first recording of Play Me a Rock and Roll Song, which was recorded in Vancouver with Vancouver musicians. And we did the session, and there was something on the flip side that I forget the name of, but that eventually was shelved. No one ever heard it. I've got an acetate of it somewhere. Valdi eventually got a proper deal and recorded it in L.A. But anyway, Terry Jacks produced that, and we hooked up from there. I played in the band for about a year.
That's a very cool story. You've had other experiences as well, too. You were a band, when we spoke about David Foster earlier, and you both playing bassoon. You also played with David Foster at one point in Skylark.
Right. The original guitar player, who is just one of my favorite musicians, who is also from Victoria, Doug Edwards, left the band, and I had bumped into David in Edmonton touring with the group Moxie. We did a jam up there. He was playing at a place called the Embers, and he came to this after-hours jam place that Moxie was sort of staying at in sleeping bags. It was quite rough, but anyway, we did a jam, and that was cool. I hadn't seen him since high school, really. And then, boy, I think a year later, a band I was playing in Vancouver, BJ was in the audience, and BJ, David's wife. They weren't married at that time. Anyway, all that I believe coalesced when Doug left the band. They thought of me, and they came over to Victoria. I was still living in Victoria, and came into this bar and sat there. And I went over, and they say, "Hey, what do you think?" You know, so that was cool. Wonderful musicians.
Wow, what a great experience that must have been for you.
So it's a long way from Victoria, Windsor. Well, not a long way, but what led you away from the music scene here, Norm?
Wife Linda is from Windsor, and her parents are here, whom I love dearly, and it just sort of happened. I was offered a teaching job, and I sort of said, "I'll give it a shot," and 15 years later, I'm the band teacher at Dougal Public School.
Oh, it's great to, it's really nice to hear you, that you would call in the show today and talk to us on our little local history show here in Victoria, and I'm really glad.
It's absolutely a privilege. I thank you very much. This is just great to talk about the old days.
Well, we sure enjoyed having you on. I'm going to ask you about one more experience, Norm, and I love telling this story. This is the July 1st, 1967 story. Now, and I'll for those that don't know this one, before, the local musicians union had decided for their centennial project in 1967 that they would try to put on an actual proper battle of the bands, done, judged properly, orchestrated properly, and organized a bunch of groups, had about 30 bands sign up for this, and it was a two-day semifinal competition held at the Memorial Arena June the 17th and June 21st, I think it was, over these two weekends, and all these bands had tried out for it. It accumulated to five bands that were to play July 1st at the Centennial Square, and this was sort of the big kickoff to Centennial Square, I guess, as well, too. Fred Latremo had come over from Vancouver with one of his DJs, Little Stevie Wonder, not the Stevie Wonder who we all know and love very much as a musician. And through this whole process, there was 29 bands, as I'd mentioned. There were 28 rock and roll bands and one blues band. That blues band won. What do you attribute to that? And what was it like going through that whole experience, Norm? It must have been...
Wow, it was, a bit of a blur. You know, I've still got my trophy. Fisher, do you still have yours?
I still have my trophy in the band room at home, you bet.
Excellent. We should bring them together and sort of let them be in the same room another time, one time. I don't know. We did win it, and it's just all a blur. Ed at that time, our singer, Ed Wright, was, a wonderful performer. There was a certain amount of originality to what we were doing. It wasn't original material, but, we were doing our own versions of the old blues tunes. And I was playing some slide guitar. I don't know, there must have been someone else playing slide guitar in those days, but I don't remember if there was. And people would always say, "What the heck is he doing? How does he make that sound?" And like John said, we were emulating these blues records and slowing them down to 16. Remember that? 33, half of that is 16. Slowing them down to 16 and trying to figure out these licks and these slide guitar things. We just faked it. I used to use a lipstick tube, like slide guitar sounds. But I really can't tell you. I know the judges. Valdi was one of the judges.
Well, it was actually the Foundry Brass Band. I believe Valdi was in it at that time, that opened the show and then closed the show as well, too. You also had a guitar player, another guitar player in the band, who actually gained some notoriety along the way as well, too.
Dick. Well, he's Richard now. Dick Moore. Oh, yeah, wonderful. What a lovely combination of you know, the two guitar thing that we had going. It was just a privilege to play with Dick.
Unbelievable.
And I would love to talk to him again. I sent him a little email a few months ago, but maybe it got lost or something. But I haven't talked to him since those days, really.
Well, Norm McPherson, thanks so much for your time today. Excuse me while I clear my throat. It's I'm really pleased that you called in, and I'm sure people listening are happy to hear your voice again and hear how you're doing. And thanks again.
It's been a privilege. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Norm. Take care.
Bye, man.
So, you know, it's nice to hear voices and names from the past. People that know the music scene in Victoria will remember all of this. And our phone lines are open. If you'd like to call in and talk with John Fisher, who is in our studio, who was in the Blues by Five band, the bass player, and my co-host Glenn Parfitt, and the phone lines are open at 386-1161. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Fishing after me, sure enough, fishing after me.